This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India closely follows and tracks the treatment of minorities in Pakistan and takes this up at the international level. Responding to a question in Lok Sabha, Dr. Jaishankar said that Indian representative at the UN Human Rights Council had recently pointed out that Pakistan is a country where human rights abuses, persecution of minorities and systematic erosion of democratic values are state policies. He said Indian ambassador in the UN General Assembly has also recently underlined the fanatical mindset of Pakistan. Replying to another question, the External Affairs Minister said New Delhi also tracks the well-being of the minorities in Bangladesh. He added that in 2024 there were 2,400 incidents relating to attacks on minorities and 72 such incidents in 2025. He said he has taken it up with his Bangladesh counterpart and this continues to be a matter of concern for the government. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till noon today following uproar over the issue of alleged objectionable remarks made by Samajwadi Party MP Ramji Lal Suman against the 16th century Rajput king Rana Sanga. When the House assembled for the day, the Treasury bench members raised the issue and demanded Mr. Suman to apologise for his comments. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said no national heroes should be insulted and members should be very sensitive while making comments on such personalities. He added that one should not make such comments which may hurt the sentiments of the people.
Rana Sanga was such a venerable figure. He lost his one hand, he lost his one leg, he lost half of his body fighting valiantly. We have heroes all over. We have Shivaji, we have Rana Sanga, we have Maharana Pratap, we have Birsa Munda. I would therefore want this house to unanimously endorse that as members of this house, we will maintain highest rectitude.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said members should follow whatever the chairman has said and national heroes should not be insulted. He asked the Congress and the other opposition parties to condemn the remarks made by the Samajwadi Party leader.
Rana Sanga ko lekar ke jo vaktitva diya, agar yahan se hata bhi diya, wo bahar social media aur news mein to wo to bilkul chal raha hai. Aur sun ke kisi ko kaise manzoor hoga jo bhasha aur jis lehje mein mananiya sadasya ji ne Rana Sanga ke bare mein bola hai. Isliye main aapke baat ko sehmat karte hue, mera taraf se ye darkhast hai, aap bhi khule taur par aise statement ko khandan kijiye.
Leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, said everyone who has fought for the country should be respected. He, however, said attacking the house of an MP and taking law into the hands by the protester is not appropriate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Bangkok in Thailand for a two-day visit from 3rd of April to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. The visit follows the invitation of the Prime Minister of Thailand, Pai Tong Tan Shinawatra. During the meeting, the BIMSTEC leaders are expected to discuss various institutions and capacity-building measures to augment collaboration within the BIMSTEC framework. Following this visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Sri Lanka on a three-day state visit from the 4th of next month at the invitation of the President of Sri Lanka, Mr. Anura Kumara Dissanayake. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with President Dissanayake. The Punjab government today informed the Supreme Court that it has cleared the protesting farmers from the Shambhu and Kanauri borders near Haryana and cleared the national highway for free traffic movement. Advocate General of Punjab Gurminder Singh also informed the bench that the veteran leader of the protesters, Jagjit Singh Dallewal, has ended his hunger protest today. Global financial services company Morgan Stanley in a report has stated that India and Japan are the best exposed economies to US trade tariffs owing to domestic demand strength. Recently, the US has imposed a 25% tariff on auto imports, which is expected to hit Japan and South Korea the hardest. Two back-to-back earthquakes of magnitude 7.7 and 6.4 on the Richter scale jolted Myanmar today. The Awa Bridge in Myanmar's Mandalay reportedly collapsed into the Irrawaddy River and several buildings also collapsed due to the massive quakes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.